Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. Kentucky grain farmers are continuing to look for ways to keep control of some noxious weeds that are causing problems in fields. University of Kentucky weed scientist Dr. Travis Leglider says a field day Thursday in Barlow, Kentucky will help farmers look at some options.
We're going to focus primarily on Palmer amaranth and just looking at different control tactics for managing that weed. So we'll look at, we have some demo plots looking at pre-emergence options as well as post-emergence options, and just trying to look at different combinations of those and looking at which pre-emerge herbicides are really working the best for us and are going to give us the most utility for controlling that weed.
Dr. Leglider says they're also be taking a look at some of the control methods available.
We will cover a little bit of other research we're doing around the state looking at water hemp and Palmer with some of the new soybean traits that will be coming out here in the next couple of years. And we'll also look a little bit at what the current status of dicamba is.
He notes Palmer and pigweed are two weeds that are really causing farmers problems.
Areas that are around the river bottoms, but certainly we can find Palmer all over, almost all of our counties in western Kentucky we can find it in. But the weed is its aggressive growth habits and ability to emerge throughout the summer make it very difficult to really manage it.
We'll have more in a moment.
What's your favorite thing to see in Kentucky? The answer is different for everybody. But whatever you do, don't let the last thing you see be your phone. Join Kentucky Farm Bureau in getting the word out about the risks of distracted driving. Encourage others to drive distraction-free and pledge to do so yourself. A message brought to you by Kentucky Farm Bureau. KFB loves KY.
Dr. Leglider adds control methods are continuing to improve.
We're focusing a lot on pre-emerge herbicides, so we're looking at pre-emerge herbicides that have at least two sites of action in them. Where at this point in time, we're focusing primarily on those types of pre-emerges and just showing, we really want to show the utility of the pre-emerge products that have at least two effective sites of action in them.
He notes the field day will take place at a farm in Barlow.
The field day is at the Chris Drummond Farm, so it is approximately 5 miles north of Barlow, Kentucky. It's or 5 miles west of La Center. If you can find one of our flyers, it has the exact address on it. As far as registration goes, you don't have to register. You can just show up. If you need further details on where it's located, they can contact myself.
He can be reached at the UK Research and Education Center in Princeton. And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.